an update on a defamation lawsuit against the state superintendent, and details on a program that helps troubled mothers get on the right path. This is the KGOU PM News Brief for Friday, April 11th. I'm Deborah Ashar. State Superintendent Ryan Walters is now a defendant in one less lawsuit. State Impact's Beth Wallace reports a judge threw out a defamation suit Thursday filed by former Norman teacher Summer Boimier.
Nearly 3 years ago, Boimier shared a QR code to an online library that included banned books. After a student complaint, Boimier resigned from the district. Walters called for Boimier's teaching certificate, said there was pornographic material in the books, and falsely said she had been fired. The judge ruled because Boimier had made herself a public figure by speaking to media outlets and writing an opinion column, she would have to have proved a higher standard of actual malice. While the judge agreed Walters should have fact-checked before posting that she had been fired, he also said Walters' characterization of pornographic material, given the sexual content in the books, wasn't a reckless disregard for the truth. In a statement, Walters calls the ruling a win for the integrity of our education system. For State Impact, I'm Beth Wallace.
The State Health Department is reporting one new confirmed measles case and another probable case. State Impact's Jillian Taylor reports this brings Oklahoma's total reported measles cases to 12.
The agency provided a notice for a public setting exposure site connected to the new confirmed case at an Aldi grocery store in Oklahoma City between 10 a.m. and 1 p.m. on April 6th. The address listed is 6965 Northwest Expressway. OSDH says if someone visited this location within the provided date and time frame, and they are unvaccinated, unsure of their vaccine or immune status, or have concerns, they are encouraged to provide their name and contact information on a form available on its website. Someone from the health department will contact them with further information and guidance. The agency provides measles updates every Tuesday and Friday at noon on its website. For State Impact, I'm Jillian Taylor.
An Oklahoma County diversion program is changing mothers' lives. Sierra Pfeiffer was at a graduation ceremony Thursday.
Melinda Thornhill is one of the latest graduates from Remerge. A crowd of friends, family, and community members gathered to celebrate her and six other mothers as they walked across the stage at St. Luke's United Methodist Church. Remerge offers a 1 to 2 year program as an alternative to incarceration for high-risk mothers facing nonviolent felony charges. Thornhill says the opportunity has meant everything.
Everything. A new life for me and my kids.
Instead of prison time, women like Thornhill are met with individualized plans, which can include drug treatment, education, and employment programs. It's designed to break the cycle of incarceration. In Oklahoma City, I'm Sierra Pfeiffer.
Since 2011, 214 women have completed Remerge. Organizers estimate the program has saved Oklahoma more than $53 million. You can find more Oklahoma news on our website, kgou.org, and on the KGOU AM News Brief podcast. I'm Deborah Schar.
This is Tanya Mosley, co-host of Fresh Air. You'll see your favorite actors, directors, and comedians on late-night TV shows or YouTube. But what you get with Fresh Air is a deep dive. Spend some quality time with people like Billie Eilish, Questlove, Ariana Grande, Stephen Colbert, and so many more. We ask questions you won't hear asked anywhere else. Listen to the Fresh Air podcast from NPR and WHYY.